Blog Talk Radio.
I'm born to reign in life. I'm no ordinary person. I'm destined for greatness. Are you born to win? Hey, yeah. Are you born to reign in life? You are no ordinary person. You are destined for greatness. Oh, help me say, help me say.
Born to reign,
say.
Born to reign in life.
I am no ordinary
person.
Whoa, whoa.
I'm destined for greatness.
Sing it like you believe it.
Born to reign.
Born to reign.
Born to reign in life. I'm no ordinary person. I'm destined for greatness.
Circumstances may come to challenge me. Situations may come just to end me. But when they turn me to the left and right, they realize that I am the light. When my brothers look at me and despise me, when my sisters tend to mock and reject me, they'll be surprised that I'm standing strong. And I tell them, look, it won't be long, 'cause I'm born to win. Yes, I am, yes, I am. I am no ordinary, ordinary person. No, no. Sing it like you mean to say. Ooh, na na na, wo yo.
Born to reign in life.
I'm no ordinary, ordinary, no, 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 no.
I'm destined for greatness.
Oh yes, yes I am.
You are born to win, born to reign in life. You're no ordinary person. You are destined for greatness. Father God, we come to you this morning in the name of Jesus to say thank you, God. Thank you for bringing us into this new year, 2019. Thank you, God, for everything that you did for us in 2018. You watched over us, God, as we went out and as we came in. Lord, you prospered the work of our hands. You gave us divine ideas. You preserved our health. You protected us. Lord, you watched over our family and our loved ones. We want to say thank you, Father God. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you for waking us up today. And Lord, we know that you have even greater plans for us in 2019. And as we prepare, oh God, for the 21-day prayer and fasting, we know, oh God, that divine ideas will come, direction will come, guidance, the desires of each one's heart shall be made manifest. And so, God, speak to us today by your word. Send your word, O God. Give each one of us an encounter with your word today. Give each one of us a life-changing encounter with your word today. As the word goes forth, let each one hear what they need to hear. Let each one hear that word, O God, that will answer the questions of their heart. Father God, and to you alone be all the glory. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst. We ask you to teach us again today, to counsel us, to guide us, to direct us, and to you, Lord, be all the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. And the church said, amen. Open your mouth now and begin to give God thanks. Begin to give him thanks for waking you up into this new year again, the third day of the year. We thank him. Thank him for the great plans that he has for you this year. Thank him for all he did last year. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Lord, we thank you. We return as one man, as one voice, to say thank you. We acknowledge you, we honor you, we praise you. We don't take anything that you've done for us for granted. We thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Happy New Year! To God be all the glory. Well, if you have a testimony from last year, or you got a new one this year, just hit one on your keypad and we'll give you an opportunity to share. And testimony is simply to just tell us, you know, what was the situation, right? What did you do and what did God do? Because as we always say, there's always what to do. And to God be all the glory. As you hear, as you share, you know, your testimony, somebody else will be blessed. Somebody else will be blessed. We're going to look today at the 21-day prayer and fasting. Want to get us prepared for that, those of you who will be embarking on this journey. And, you know, 21-day prayer and fasting, it's a challenging journey depending on where you are, but it's very rewarding, right? You know, every time you pray and fast, you're strengthened, right? Because remember, the Bible tells us, you know, Jesus speaking in Matthew 17:21, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting, right? So there is a kind that will not go out. So sometimes there's certain challenges, you know, maybe certain things, mountains, you've been going around and around and around, and now it's time to apply prayer and fasting. Well, the other thing that the prayer and fasting does is that it, you know, you're building up spiritual strength for your journey, right? You're building up spiritual strength for your journey. This spiritual strength, you know, to take what belongs to you in 2019. And so it's not just a time of, because a lot of times I think when we think of prayer and fasting, many of us think mainly of, oh, I can't eat. So we go to the fasting side of it. But there's a prayer side of it, right? So it's a time for praying. It's a time for, you know, quality time, meditating in the Word. Because what you're looking to do is you're storing up spiritual strength, right, to face the coming year and to take what belongs to you. This is our year of dominion. So you're walking in dominion this year. But in order to do that, you have to be lighted. You have to have light. And so your prayer and your fasting and the time, your quality time in the Word, you know, and you're studying, meditating, all of this gives you the spiritual strength to be able to face the challenges, you know, overcome the challenges with God, right? And to remain strong in your inner man. That's really where you have to be strong. I love that prayer that Paul prayed for the Ephesian church in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17, that God would strengthen you with might by his spirit in the inner man, you see. So prayer and fasting helps to strengthen our inner man, amen. So it's not something, you know, you must always be looking to, even throughout the year. Sometimes people get all gung-ho, you know, they build up the strength to do the 21 days, and then after that, they're done. But you must continue to fast and pray throughout the year, you know, as the Lord leads you. You know, so it's good to have a regular schedule of prayer and fasting, even weekly, right? Even if it's one day, just wait upon the Lord. You're listening for the Lord, you know. So you're disciplining your flesh and consecrating yourself unto the Lord. Amen? Amen. So let's take a look at this teaching from the Winners Camp entitled, Prayer and Fasting Facilitates the Fulfillment of Prophecy. Prayer and Fasting Facilitates the Fulfillment of Prophecy. And the prophetic declarations for 2019 are out, and you can get a hold of them on the church's website, David Oyedepo Ministries, or you can go to Living Faith Church Worldwide and go to the media section there, and you'll see actually downloads, right? So when you go, you'll see the download link. And you just click on it, and you should download prophetic declarations as well as the prayers for 2019. these were the many prayers issued during the year. But it's very important to pray kingdom advancement prayers, right? And so you can download those prayers and begin to pray them for the ministry. You can download those prayers and begin to pray them for your churches. Okay. If we have an opportunity before we end this teaching, we'll go over the prophetic declarations for the year 2019. Prayer and fasting facilitates the fulfillment of prophecy. And this teaching is entitled, Prepare to Meet Thy God. One of the teachings from our winner's camp, given yesterday, actually, Prepare to Meet Thy God. And you can always go on YouTube, you know, to listen to any of the teachings to get a deeper understanding. Amos chapter 4, verse 12. Amos chapter 4, verse 12. Prepare to meet thy God. The last part of that verse says, prepare to meet thy God. Every encounter requires preparation. Right? So when you're praying, you're fasting, what we're looking for is an encounter with God. Every encounter requires preparation. No preparation, no realization. No preparation, there will be no realization of your desires. Your heart desire, my heart desire, will not become a reality without preparation. God doesn't give you what you pray for, right? He gives you what you're prepared for. And in fact, everything, God has already prepared everything. The table is set, right? Jesus' death and resurrection has brought us into the banquet room. Right, has translated us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. We're in the kingdom of light. But in order to get what belongs to you, you and I have to be prepared. We have to be prepared. Every encounter with God requires preparation. 2 Chronicles 27, verse 6. 2 Chronicles 27, verse 6. So Jotham became mighty because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. So Jotham became mighty, prepared his way before the Lord his God. When you have an encounter with God, a new chapter opens up in your life. When you have an encounter with God, a new chapter opens up in your life. When you have a real encounter with God, nothing remains the same. You can't even be the same. Moses was 80, but when he had an encounter with God, his destiny that appeared destitute was renewed and restored. A lot of times people give up in their 30s, you know. They think they're old, they think it's finished, or something. A couple of things didn't work out and they're done. But Moses was 80, but when he had an encounter with God, his destiny was restored. Exodus chapter 3, verses 2 to 4. Exodus chapter 3, verses 2 to 4. Listen. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great thing, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. That was at 80, when most people have given up. As you turn aside, listen now, as you turn aside these 21 days to see and to seek God, you know, he had to turn aside. He had to turn away. As you turn aside these 21 days to see and to seek God, your destiny will be restored. Whatever you've been robbed of will be restored. Whatever the thief has stolen will be returned sevenfold. Say amen to that. When you turn to seek God, listen, man, you can't be in possession for pursuit of God. You can't be, you know, looking for God and spending time in his presence and waiting before him and have nothing happen. It's not possible. It's not possible. Our God is a loving Father. Yes, he's a judge and a warrior. Oh, yes. Never forget that part of him. But he's a loving Father. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. And he will raise you up in due time. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And too often we get, you know, complacent and, you know, lackadaisical and, you know, comfortable with the status quo of our faith. No, revive yourself. And that's what these 21 days are about, reviving ourselves, seeking after God. God has great plans for you. God has great plans for me. But we've got to go after them. We've got to be, you know, like the old people say, where I come from, tie your belly. Tie your belly. In other words, make a sacrifice. Something be different. Otherwise, it's the same old year. You know, they have this thing many people were sending around. You probably saw it. It looks like a kind of like a clock. It was supposed to be for 2018. And so as the hand is going around, like a couple of people sent it to me, I didn't really look, and then somebody sent it, and I really looked at it, and the hand was going around, and so it's like darkness, and this 2018 now, and so as the thing is ticking, darkness and despair, and they have all these negative things, you know, that was supposed to be 2018, and then when it comes all the way around to like, you know, where the midnight thing, the hand is, then it explodes into 2019. Joy, love, laughter, blah, blah, all of this. And the fireworks are going off. And I'm like, my 2018 was not dark at all. In fact, let me tell you something. I, you know, the day before, New Year's Eve, I sat down with the prophetic declarations of 2018. I ticked off so many things that happened. So many declarations. It was indeed a new dawn for me on so many levels. I was just ticking. I said, wow. Because I didn't, you know, I don't really look at it every day throughout the year. Some people do. And by God's grace, I'm going to work at that for this one. I tend to just kind of dive in and do the work that's going to make it happen, you know. But I was just ticking off. No, my new year, I wasn't, you know, I mean, a new year has to come, but I'm not like, oh, let's get rid of this year. No, no, you can't. When you really know who God is and you're really doing your work, spiritual work, and being lighted by his word, you can't have no depressed year all year long. You can't wait to see the year leave. That's because you've been in darkness. But that shall not be you under the sound of my voice. Every year shall get better and better for you. 2019 will be better than 2018. Come on, say amen to that. And it's not because 2018 was bad. It's just that, you know, the path of the just is Proverbs 4:18. The path of the just is as a shining light that grows more and more unto the perfect day. So 2019 will be better than 2018. Today will be better for you than yesterday. But these things don't just fall in your lap like I tell you continually. You have to do the work. And so as you're making the time to light yourself with his word, Psalm 119:130, the entrance of his word, give it light. As you're making time to light yourself with his word, as you're making time to spend quality time meditating in his word, as you're making time to fellowship with those who believe like you do, not just going to church as a ritual, but being in, you know, in a fellowship where the teaching is bringing you alive. You can't have no dark 2019 that you can't wait till it gets rid of. That devil is a liar. Now let's continue. 1 Corinthians 15:9. Paul, speaking of himself, said, "For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God." Acts 22:7. "And I fell onto the ground and heard a voice saying unto me, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" This one who was persecuting the church had an encounter. And when he had an encounter, he became the chief apostle by that one encounter. One encounter with God, one word from the Lord can bring an end to suffering, sickness, disease, stagnation. As you engage with all your heart in these 21 days of prayer and fasting, your story will change. God will visit with you. What you've been looking for, the answer you've been looking for, it will maybe be made clear. How to prepare for an encounter with God. Let's look at that now. How to prepare, because there's always what to do. Always keep that in mind. There's always what to do, and the word will give you instruction. There's always what to do. And you see, when you go on, when you're fasting, that's what's happening. You're seeking light. an encounter with God by his word, an encounter by his word, I wouldn't be here. You understand? If I hadn't had an encounter. I wouldn't be breathing on my own if I hadn't had an encounter. You know, I have a beautiful friend who's been coming to my church and just gave her life to Christ recently. And, you know, just running. She reminds me of me, you know, just running and just excited and, you know, just trans. I mean, it's just, she came to the church just a couple weeks ago. You know, she came for Shiloh. And she came with a cane and she came with a cast on her foot. I turned around just a few, I mean, it's not a bit, I mean, just a little while ago. My girl has got on her heels and just running for Jesus. Do you understand? An encounter. An encounter. She started coming to the call. She started coming to the call. And because she's in my life and I know her, you know, and she's in New York, started coming. Not the same. Last night we were going home. I said, girl, when you came over here, you had a cane and a cast on you. I mean, you just transformation, excitement in her soul. My, you know, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospers. Let me tell you something. When your soul begins to prosper, hey, when your soul begins to prosper, when you start to hear the word and the word is entering you, the word of light, the word of truth, the word of transformation, listen, you begin to prosper. You begin to prosper in every area of your life. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, but that shall not be you under the sound of my voice. How to prepare for an encounter with God. Number one, purify your heart. Purify your heart. Clean up your heart. Matthew 5, verse 8, blessed are the pure in spirit, for they shall see God. 1 Samuel 16, verse 7, but the Lord said unto Samuel, look not, you know, this is when, 1 Samuel 16, verse 7, remember when God had sent Samuel, to the prophet Samuel, to find a king, and he sent him to Jesse's house, right? And Jesse brought out all of his handsome sons, you know, and the prophet kept thinking, oh, surely this is him. Look at how tall he is and how handsome he is. Oh, wow, look at how big this one's shoulders are. Oh, look at how, you know, strong this one's chest look. And God kept saying, nope, 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 aha, nope, nope, look now. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. God is watching our hearts at all times. If I were, listen, Psalm 66, verse 18. Psalm 66, verse 18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. So if I'm holding anybody hostage in my heart, if I got bitterness in my heart, unforgiveness in my heart, resentment in my heart, envy in my heart, jealousy in my heart, any corruption in my heart, the Lord won't hear. God shows up on the basis of our heart. Search our heart. So the fast begins on January 7th. Write that down. The fast begins on Monday, January 7th. And what day is today? Today is just the 3rd, right? So you have ample time to get clean, to forgive, to let it go. Very often, you know, prayers, you know, you're praying, it's not happening. Why? Your heart breaks. You're not speaking to your sister. Come on now. Who's going to hear your prayer? Oh, I don't talk to my brother. Who's going to hear your prayer? Oh, my ex-husband. I don't even see him. Who's going to hear your prayer? You know, we kid ourselves. Because, you know, I mean, listen, we all like to hear, oh, God, you're going to be God. Well, that's all fine and it's all true. But we got to preach this side of it. We got to let the people know that God, is, you know, he honors his word. So you can't be mad at your boss not speaking to the ushers. You know, they in church, they're not speaking, you know. They in church, they passing each other by. But they in church now. They dancing and singing. But they ain't speaking. Carnal, who's going to hear your prayer? God shows up on the basis of our heart. Let us search our heart. Number two, sanctify our lives. Number two, we must sanctify our lives. Separate yourself from that which defiles. Separate yourself from that which defiles. That's what sanctify means, is to separate. You know, purify is clean. You're cleaning it up. To purify something, you're cleaning it, right? So you're cleaning your heart. But now sanctify is to separate yourself from that which defiles. Look at 17 to 18, 2 Corinthians 6, verses 17 to 18. I'm reading now from the New Living Translation. All of the translations are in the King James Version, and when there's a different translation, I will indicate that to you. Therefore, come out from among unbelievers and separate yourselves from them, says the Lord. Don't touch their filthy things, and I will welcome you, and I will be your father, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Separate yourself. Right? Separate yourself. It takes courage. It doesn't mean, oh, you know, we live among unbelievers. You know, we might have been among them as well. Hey, come on now, tell the truth. But when you're looking for something, you can't keep doing the same thing, you know. And you see who you're spending a lot of time with. If you're not bringing them, they're going to carry you. You see, they're going to carry you. So be, you're in the world, but not of the world. You're in the world, but you can't be up in the same kind of things that they do. You can't, you know, you can't go where you used to go. You can't be laughing at what you used to laugh at. You understand me? Amos 3:3. Can two walk together except they be agreed? No. Can two walk together? You can't walk with somebody y'all are not in the same, on the same path. Exodus 19, verses 9 to 11. Exodus 19 now, verse 9 to 11. King James, all of them. And the Lord said unto Moses, lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people, now listen to this. Let me take this again. Listen to this. Exodus 19, verse 9 to 11. And the Lord said unto Moses, lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with thee and believe thee forever. And Moses told the words of the people unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Moses, go unto the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes. Sanctify them, separate them, and let them wash their clothes. Hey, see, that's where we get that godliness, cleanliness is next to godliness. Let them, you're preparing. So God is saying to us, wash your heart. Get rid of all the malice. Get rid of all the anger. Get rid of, forget all that. Because this desire, these things, you know, the prayers, the encounter you want to have during the 21 days is far more important than what somebody did. God is always ready. Wait, let me give you verse 11, Exodus 19, verse 11 now. And be ready against the third day. For the third day the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. The third day I'm going to come. Let them get ready. Purify yourself. I'm coming on the third day. You're going to hear from me on the third day. And that's why, and I'll speak about this a little bit later, you know, when you look at the 21 days, you don't take it all. You don't have to take it all in one chunk. You can, you know, separate it into three, right? So you may have seven items. I mean, God, you don't need more than that. And for each of them, you know, you can do 3 days. So this first 3 days, you know, is for, you know, my health. This other 3 days is my spiritual growth. The other 3 days, man, I want to fast. I want my friends to be able to hear me. You know, I want my brother to be saved. I want my children. Do you understand? You're breaking it up, and you're finding the appropriate scriptures, you know. You're meditating on the appropriate scriptures for that particular situation. You might be even looking into, you know, anointed books and teaching on that particular topic. Or you can do, maybe you just have 3 items. And so you can do each of those for 7 days. You see, there are different ways to break it up. But very often, it doesn't take more than 3 days to hear from God. You understand? My calling, the office that I was called to, I got my calling years ago. I didn't know it was a calling, but that's a different story. But the office, the prophetic office that I'm called to, I got that on a 3-day fast, the third day of the fast. So very often when I want to hear from God or I'm going through something, I need an answer, 3 days. You don't need more than, oftentimes, you don't need more than 3 days. I'm doing 21 days because it's a special fast. It's the top of the year, you know, and we're building up strength. We're taking the time, you know, to build up strength, to get understanding. You know, you're consecrating yourself in preparation to take 2019, to be in full dominion in 2019. God is always ready to visit us when we are ready to prepare ourselves to meet him. God is always ready to visit us when we are ready to prepare ourselves to meet him. Number three, how do we prepare? How do we prepare? We're looking at how to prepare for an encounter with God in these 21 days. Number three, be at peace with all men. Be at peace with all men. Separate yourself from all strife. You're not looking to fight with anybody. You're not looking, you know, they cut you off on the road, you ain't getting into it. You're separating yourself from strife. You're at peace with all men. You're not looking to be in a, no. You know, there's some people who live in that place, they're always looking for a fight. There's something that feels fulfilled with them. But, and so they can, especially times like these when you're looking to consecrate yourself, you find those people will try to draw you in, or they'll do something or say something that'll, no, mm-mm. Separate yourself from all strife. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 3. For ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are you not carnal and walk as men? That shall not be us. Forgive everybody. Forgive everybody. Watch out for distractions and upset as you get closer to your encounter. Very often, you know, when you give yourself to something like this, you know, you're seeking after God, you're going after God, you know, with an intensity. You know, the devil doesn't like that. So distractions will come up, you know, and you find yourself looking at this thing and fighting over that thing, and you've missed the whole day. You've missed it. Sometimes you miss the whole 21 days. The devil is a liar. That shall not be you. Exodus 14, verse 14. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. So anything comes up, God, I give it to you. And you go off into praise. Lord, I thank you. Lord, that's why I praise every day. I shut everything down, and I wake up very, very early so that I can have quality time to dance and to sing. I keep my praise in my heart. I just keep my heart full of praise. It's just constant. Because why? We're living in the world. And there's always, and if you don't keep your heart in praise, if you don't keep your heart in the word, there'll always be something to discourage you, distract you, make you angry. You know, you'll always be fighting with this one on the bus, on the train, you know, the car. The devil is busy. But he ain't getting us in this time of 21 days. No, in the name of Jesus. The apostles, listen now, the apostles would never have been heard of without an encounter with Jesus Christ. Because, you know, that's what's so fabulous about God. You know, the scripture, I can't put my hand on it now, but he said, you know, Paul speaking, he said, look, at many of you were not wise when you were called. You know, God doesn't try to call the wise men. These apostles, they weren't kings, and they weren't governors. They weren't in high places of life. They were fishermen. You understand? They were just making a living, ordinary men, just. But, man, when they had an encounter, look at all these thousands of years later. You can't stop talking about them. You can't stop reading what they've written. Listen, you will have an encounter with this great God on this 21 days that the world will not stop talking about you. They will not stop talking about you and your generations yet unborn for good by this encounter. Abraham, Moses, Gideon, David, Solomon, they all would have been nothing without an encounter with God. And God is always looking to meet with us. He's always looking to reveal himself to us by his word, by his word. Don't settle. Don't get comfortable. Make peace. Forgive. Let go and let God fight for you. Let God fight for you. Don't, you know, when you find yourself, shut it down. No. holding my peace because this is important to me. My child's turnaround is important to me. The healing of my body is important to me. This breakthrough in my work, my business, my career is important to me. My spiritual life is important to me. Man, I must see my family saved. You got to look at these things. These are the things that are important to you. So you hold in your peace. God will fight for you. God, you fight for me. The battle is not mine, it's the Lord. So staying focused on this. And finally, number four, how to prepare for an encounter. Having this 21 days, now this is important. Engage expectancy. Everyone's encounter is at the mercy of their expectation. And this is so sensitive, this point right here. Proverbs 23, verse 18. For surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. Whatever you're expecting, there is an end to it. There is an end to the blockages. There is an end to the delays. Your expectation will not be cut off. Proverbs 16, verse 1. The preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. So as you prepare your heart, you will hear from the Lord. As you prepare your heart, you will receive an answer. Come before the Lord prepared with the areas of your life that you want him to visit with you. What are those areas that you want an encounter in? Right? So you're coming before the Lord. It is the potency of your expectation that determines your encounter with God. How powerful is your expectation? How powerful is my expectation? What am I willing to give up for an answer from God? Particular matter. The power of your expectation is what ultimately determines your experience with God. We've got to keep this in mind throughout the year. Don't be casual. Be expected. I hate casualness about the things of God or about anything, really. I'm not casual. I'm either coming or I'm not. You understand? Don't be casual. Be expectant. Let your heart be loaded. Expect specific results. Specific results. No expectation, no manifestation. If you expect nothing, you will experience nothing. You know, God against this kind of thinking. You know, well, you know, God will do it in his time. Ooh. You know, I'm not convinced of that one. Yeah, there's too many proofs where people took it. You know what I mean? Particularly in my ministry. You know, we heard that there was a testimony given at the crossover night. And this young man, you know, he had a challenge and was financially challenged and wanted to continue taking his education to a higher level. But, you know, every place he was applying, nothing was happening. He was being turned down, no scholarships, nothing. It was just dry. And so he engaged in two things. He engaged in doing evangelism outreaches. You know, often we do a lot about church. At our church, we always are giving out tracts and evangelizing and telling people about the Lord and so forth and so on. You know, we have times to do that. And then there's what's called kingdom advancement prayers. And that's why I told you the prophetic declarations are out. And so go to the church's website. You can go to David Oyedepo Ministries and Living Faith Church Worldwide or Living Faith Church Worldwide. It'll come up, and on the download link, you download the prophetic declarations, but also download the 2019 intercessory prayer. Excuse me. And begin to pray them for this ministry. You come here, right? So pray for this ministry. And pray them also for your church. You'll see, you know, and we're going to be praying them. We're going to do the call starting next week. Because the fast begins Monday. Remember that. The fast begins on the 7th. It's the 7th to the 27th. And so we're going to be doing the call Wednesday and Thursday. So next week, mark your calendars. We're going to be here on Wednesday as well as Thursday, right, to give us that extra support during the fast. And so this young man was sharing his testimony. Nothing was happening. Everything was dry. Applying for scholarships, nothing. But he engaged in the outreaches and in praying kingdom advancement prayers, 1 hour a day, right? Day and night, praying kingdom advancement prayers. Man, suddenly, all of a sudden, scholarships were coming in from this place, that place. I mean, when you hear the text, it's just amazing. Scholarships coming in from everywhere. Suddenly, you see, we're dealing in the realm of the supernatural. My ways are not your ways. My ways are not your ways. And so some of what we're telling you to do may sound strange. But when you engage, and you see, the thing that what's powerful about kingdom advancement prayers is that you're praying for someone else. You're praying for your church to grow. You're praying for the members, you know, to be blessed. You're praying for members to find jobs. You're praying for members to, you're looking beyond yourself, because if you leave it to you and me, let me just put myself in it. Leave it for me. I would just pray for me and myself and my friends and my family. You know what I mean? And come on, me, my four, and no more. But when you're praying kingdom advancement prayers, you're praying for your pastors. You're praying for the leadership. You're praying beyond yourself. And that's why oftentimes many of us don't see the breakthroughs that we want to see, and things are stagnant. Because why? We're praying for ourselves over and over again. Take it to the next level. Take it to the next level. But be expectant. Be expectant. Let's look quickly at Genesis 32, verses 24 to 32. Genesis 32, verses 24 to 32. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, that was an angel he was wrestling with. Angel saw that this little human man, he was not able to prevail against this human man. He touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint. He had to play dirty now. Man, this guy's not letting me go. Wait a minute. Doesn't the Bible say angels excel in strength? What human being can fight an angel? What human being? So the angel is like confused now. Wait a minute, let me go. It's about to break. I'm not supposed to be here. I'm not letting you go. And so the angel said, verse 26, and he said, let me go for the day break it. I got to get out of here, and then I get back up to my realm. I'm not supposed to be here. Come on now, let me go. And Jacob said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. He got his blessing. Jacob means usurper. He had stolen the blessing from Esau. You know, illegal means. And that curse was following him. Life was hard. But he had an encounter with an angel. Man, I'm not letting you go. Imagine an angel wrestling with a man. As I said, what man can fight an angel? What's his expectation? You see, it's how we hold on to the thing. His expectation caused him to prevail. Just the inner man, the inner strength. That's why, you know, he said in that 1 John 4:4, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospereth. You see, the reason why many of you up today, you're down tomorrow. You're advancing today, you're not advancing tomorrow, is because your soul is not prospering. Your soul is, you've got to spend quality time prospering your soul, strengthening your inner man by the word. So in the day of adversity, man, or in the day when you see, you know, you want something, you're not giving up because it doesn't look like it. How many times have you given up in 2018? It didn't look like it. You lost your fire. You started with the fire, the top of the year, rah, rah, rah. Come on now. You know me. This same fire I'm screaming at you with this morning on the 3rd of Jan. All you know, I will have this same fire, if not hotter, by December. Do I not? When have you come here and I have not been hurt? Even when the devil tried to attack my voice, when have you come here and I'm not hurt? When have you come here at this hour of the morning? You come, you don't come, I'm hurt. You come, you go away for a long time, you come back, I'm still on fire. How is that possible? Is that me? It is not me. But it is, I take responsibility to keep myself on fire, to see the manifestations that I desire. You know, we have a property, I told you about it, we're selling. And one of the things the realtor said to me, you know, as the season was changing, well, you know, the season is changing. In other words, saying to me, you know, things are going to slow down. You know, the buyers are not, the people are not going to be looking. And, you know, when you hear a word like that initially, it'll make you kind of, man, but I said, wait a minute, my God is the God of seasons and times. God don't care what season it is. God don't care what the economic situation is to bless you. God don't care what the interest rates are to bless you. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? God don't care who is being, you know, who's closing their door. God will promote you. He don't care. Listen, shut down the government. God is promoting you. God is blessing you. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. Pray for your leaders, but you're not affected by it unless you put your consciousness there. Did the buyers come or not? Did the buyers come or not? I told you what I did. Went into heavy praise. Went into heavy praise. I went into a three-day fast, you know, as God would have it, the church called a praise night. And I went, and man, I took the thing. The next day, that Saturday, boom, the buyer came. Contracts are signed. What? You have to, you see, but let me tell you something. If you don't do what I'm telling you to do, every little bit, you're going to be, you're hearing me now, you know, God is infusing you with fire. You're going to leave the call, you're going to be on fire. But if you don't eat what I'm eating, by the time you come back next week, you're down again, you know. But that shall not be you under the sound of my voice. Take responsibility. He won. Jacob won against that angel because of the intensity of his expectations. You expect nothing. You say, well, you know, God will do everything in his own time. You know, something about that, it doesn't, I can't go preach that right now. But there's something about it, don't settle with me. It just feels so complacent. There is an appointed time, but I still have to stay on fire. Oftentimes when people are saying that, they ain't doing nothing. They're just waiting for something to open. The heaven will just open. I don't see nowhere in the Bible where it just happened. So, you know, everybody was doing something. Everybody that get it. Look in the Old Testament. Look in the New. Even the fishermen. They were fishing when they were called. You've got to be engaged. Oh, God will do. You know what, God, if he will, if it's his will. That is lazy Christians. That is unenlightened Christians. That is ignorant Christians. And then they wait to go to church on Sunday to hear a word. And most of the places they're hearing the word is a dead word. Holy Spirit ain't there at all. Don't get me started. Well, I got started long ago. Jacob didn't say, well, if it's his will, well, God will do it at his time. Jacob said, now is the time. Joint out of place, I don't care. He still wouldn't give up. Joint out of place. You see, when you're going after God, like, for example, we fast on Wednesday, right, at our church. And so I was engaging in the fast, and then I was going to service. So I packed my food. You understand? I packed my food so that after the service, after communion, you know, I'll eat on the way back. You see, it's not always convenient. You understand that, you know, sometimes we want things and we want everything to line up a certain way. But no, not for what you're looking for. You can't line up the way you want to look up. Not for the power you want to have. Not for the power that God has ordained for you. Not for the dominion you're supposed to walk in on the earth. You see, what affects others is not supposed to affect you and me. 1,000 will fall at our side, 10,000 at our right hand. It shall not come near me. Shut down the government. It don't come near me. Change your leaders. It don't come near me. Because why? I'm of a different kingdom. I'm under a different government. And so are you. Document the things. Now listen, let's get the details. Document the things that must happen. Right? The potency of your expectation, my expectation again, determines what we will see from the hand of God. God has already done it. The table is already set. But what is your expectation level? What is your expectation level? You will emerge from this 21 day of prayer and fasting with tangible proof. Tangible proof. You will emerge from this 21 day of prayer and fasting with tangible proof. You will have proof all through the year. You will have proof all through the year. You will have proof all through the year. It will be an unusual year for you. Because why? You're engaging with a difference. Now, let me ask, make the call, and I'll give you some details. If there's anyone under the sound of my voice that you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I'd like to give you an opportunity to do so now. If you're not saved, you're not safe, right? If you're not saved, you're not safe. And you don't have access to the Word. You don't have access to anything that I'm talking about. If you're under the sound of my voice and perhaps you knew Christ, but the road got long and you got discouraged, Jesus is calling you to come back home. So both groups, come, pray this prayer with me now. Dear Lord, I come to you today. You know my life. You know how I have lived. Forgive me, Lord. I repent of my sins. I accept you, Lord Jesus, as my Lord and Savior, my physician and healer, my provider, who died for my sins. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and live your life in me and through me. From this day forward, I belong to you. Bow your heads now as I pray with you. Dear Lord, these are your children that have given themselves to you today. Father, the Bible says that no man comes unless you draw them. And so we thank you, God, for drawing them this morning. And Lord, let none leave the same. Let the same grace that drew them this morning, oh God, let that same grace continue to keep them until the end. Let your fire, the fire of the Holy Ghost, rise up in them and put in them a hunger and a thirst to seek after you, to spend quality time in your word, to be in hot pursuit of you at all times. And to you, Lord, be all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, welcome. You have just come home to the kingdom of our Father, Almighty God. And a change has taken place within you. So now you have to do your part. You have to pray and ask God to lead you to your church home. You belong somewhere. And it will be a church where they preach and teach the uncompromised word of God, the word of faith. It will be a church where they practice water baptism, as well as the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And when the altar call is made, feel free to go forward and give your life publicly to Christ there as well. Amen? Amen. If you're listening to us for the first time, well, someone may have invited you, but it was God who sent for you. And he sent you here to give you the keys to the kingdom. He sent you here to give you understanding so that you can take the inheritance that belongs to you and so that you can walk in dominion. You're here with us in our year of dominion. Mashana kusakai. So you're here to walk in dominion this year. And in the mighty name of Jesus, so shall it be for you. And so you can feel free to go back into, you know, after the call ends, you can go back into Blog Talk and download the messages and listen. And, you know, anything you didn't get, you can listen to it again. It's all free. And feel free to do that. Amen? Amen. A moment as we pass the offering, please.
If this ministry is a blessing to you, become our partner. Visit HazelGoodmanMinistries.com and sow your love offering. You will be richly blessed. Jesus is Lord.
Amen. So now, as I said earlier, you can take the 21 days and break them up into 3 days, right? You have me, you know, 7 things you're perhaps praying for. You can break them up into 3 days. And, you know, you're getting the appropriate scriptures. Right? If you're meditating during that time, you're seeking God. Lord, give me an encounter with your word on this topic. Lord, what do I need to do here? Lord, I need a breakthrough here. Show me what to do. You understand? You're praying. You're asking God to reveal to you. You're seeking after God. You're meditating, you know? Now, the how we do it is in terms of the details of the actual fast. Now, we start at midnight the night before. So, for example, midnight on Sunday, because the fast begins on Monday. Midnight on Sunday, you're not eating. You stopped your eating. And you go until 6 p.m. in the evening of Monday. Like we break it in the evening. But for us, now speaking specifically, then I'm going to bring it to you. For us at Winners, We have services every evening at 7 p.m. So, which is, and then we take communion. So after the communion is generally when most people will eat. But here's, now let me break it down for you. Let's take it to where everybody lives. You take the fast at your level. So if you need to take liquids, then do that. If you need to maybe eat something by 12 o'clock, then you do that. But you don't stop your praying. You're still praying and you're fasting. You may just not eat as heavy. You can't get to 6 o'clock. But there's also what's called the Daniel fast. And those of you who've been coming here for a while, you're familiar with that fast. You can go online, Google the Daniel fast. It gives you, you know, some other choices, you know, that you can partake of if this is new to you. But those of you who've been coming for a while, this ministry is 7 years old, right? And many of you have been coming since inception. My God, you should be able to do something more, don't you think? Right? And so if you can take liquids, some people take nothing, you know, from that midnight until 6 p.m., that's it. But that's their level. They're at that level, right? Me, I tend to do just liquids primarily, right? So, but it's up to you. You break in the evening. In the evening, you can, you know, have your dinner. You may, if it's new to you, you maybe don't want to eat heavy right away. You can perhaps have some soup or something, you know, you ease into it. But everybody scaling it, taking it to their level. God will meet you at your level when it's sincerely your level. You see? God will meet you at your level when it is sincerely your level, not just being lazy or complacent. So use these days now, between now and Monday, to get your mind right, to get your heart right, to sanctify yourself, to make your list. Now, we don't do resolutions and all of that nonsense, you know, but resolutions, by the end of the month, people have forgotten what they've resoluted. But you make your list, but you sanctify yourself. Don't fool yourself. Don't let them fool you. You cannot live in sin and think God is going to be blessing you. The devil is a liar. You cannot be going to church, living in sin, taking communion. You know what happens when people are doing that? They're making themselves weak. The Bible tells you that. When you take these things, when you take the elements wrongly, it weakens you. You're calling damnation on yourself. So you can't be living in sin and doing what you want to do and then think you're going to just, oh, because you're going to church. And you know, they just make you deacon and elder and all kind of thing at them churches. That's not. They just make you all kind of things. But God is looking at your heart. You ever say, oh, well, God knows my heart. That is true. But he still honors his word. The Bible says he magnifies his word above his name. So his word, what did he tell you? How does he? He says, sanctify yourself. Purge yourself. You can't be sleeping with this one and sleeping with that one and then you're shouting on Sunday. What is that? That's nonsense. You can't be living with this one and living with that one and expecting something to happen. That is nonsense. They're not telling the people these things, you know. And that is why they're not seeing miracles in the churches. That's why they're not seeing turnaround. The Christians, many of the Christians are sick as the world. The Christians in the clinic, the world is in the clinic. The world is to come to us. We are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. But if we lose our light, if we lose our saltiness, where is the world? Darkness covers the earth. Gross darkness to people. Step away. Take a stand. God will see you through. And don't just do it for 21 days. It's a lifestyle. Your 21 days, you're setting it up. Well, the Lord bless you and keep you. Hallelujah. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. And I don't care if you're engaged. It's nonsense. Or they're engaged and they're sleeping together. That's nonsense. You're breaking the rules. Man. You're messing yourself up. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now listen. I'm going to give you some of the prophetic declarations and you're going to say amen. We'll just have time for a couple. According to biblical prophecies, churches like nations, that is congregations filled with men and women of renown, that's you, shall continue to rise in these last days, and I am one of them. Come on, say amen to that. You are one of them. Micah 4, 1 to 2, Zechariah 8, 20 to 23. Deliverers shall continue to arise from the church in these last days. with authority to judge the throne of wickedness after the order of Elijah. And I am one of them. Come on, say amen to that. You are one of them. Obadiah 21, Luke 9 and 1. The dominion of the end time church shall be domiciled in her explosive growth. And I am a partaker of the glory of this era. Come on, say amen to that. Talking to you now. There shall be the rise of an army of saviors, that is, rescue agents, in all areas of human endeavors from the church in these last days. And I am one of them. Come on, say amen to that. Psalm 110, 1 to 3. God has positioned you on that job to be a rescuer. God has positioned your business where it is to be a rescuer. That's why God has placed you there. In these last days, the church of Christ shall be commanding dominion as the light of the world indeed, and I am one of them. Come on, say amen to that. God shall be confirming in these last days that the heavens do rule on the earth, and I am a partaker of this prophetic agenda. Come on, say amen to that. That's you. In these last days, God shall be establishing the end time church in dominion, and no gang up of hell can disannul it. And I am a partaker of this prophetic verdict. Come on, say amen to that. That's you. And so as you go, know that God's Holy Spirit goes before you, making safe, joyful, and successful your way. As you go, know that you're not some ordinary citizen. The devil is a liar. You are a child of light. You are a child of God. As you go, all things are working together for your good. As you go, stagnation ends. Every step you're taking is a dominion step. Every step you take from this time forward is a dominion step. You're stepping into greatness. You're stepping into your high places. And let me tell you something about dominion before I let you go. Dominion is not something you're praying for. Dominion is not a prayer. It's not a prayer point. It is not a prayer request. Dominion is the heritage of the children of God. That's you. It is your natural birthright. You're not praying to have ears, are you? You're not praying to have a nose. You're not praying to have fingers. Why? It's the natural heritage of a human man. Dominion is your heritage. So come on, let's make the declaration together. Repeat after me. I have dominion. That is my heritage in Christ. And I take dominion. That is my vow from this time onward. Congratulations. Amen and amen. You know what we're going to do? We're going to do a call on Monday. This coming Monday. For those of you who are taking on the fast, we'll do a kickoff call on Monday. So I'll be here Monday, God willing, at 6 a.m. to kick us off, start us off on day one of the fast. And then we'll resume on Wednesday and Thursday. Okay? Let me see it. You know, I just heard that in my spirit, Monday. So I don't know. We may just do Monday and then Thursday. I don't know. But I do know Monday. Okay? So Monday, there will be a fast. We will kick off our, those of you who are on the fast, we'll take, and those of you who are not on the fast, come pray. Come pray with us. Come strength help, you know, come build us up. Come be with us. Be a part of us. But we're kicking it off on Monday at 6 a.m. So take the time now. Get yourself ready. Write down what you're expecting. Be expectant. You know, dust off those old dreams. Dust off those desires. You know, get in the Word. Do your research. You got work to do now. You got work to do. It's the top of the year. And we're going to be here on Monday, and we're taking it by force. Amen? Amen. God bless you. I love you. I'll be with you on Monday. God bless you now. Bye-bye.
I'm born to reign in life. I'm no ordinary person. I'm destined for greatness. Are you born to win? Hey, yeah. Are you born to reign in life? You are no ordinary person. You are destined for greatness. Oh, help me say,
born to win.
Born to reign, say.
Born to reign in life.
I am no ordinary
person.
Whoa.
I'm dancing for
sing
praise.
It like you believe it.
Born to reign.
Born to reign.
Born to reign in life.
Circumstances may come to challenge me. Situations may come just to end me. But when they turn me to the left and right, they realize that I am the light. When my brothers look at me and despise me, when my sisters stand to mock and reject me, they'll be surprised that I'm standing strong. And I tell them, look, it won't be long, 'cause I'm born to win. Yes, I am, yes, I am. I am no ordinary, ordinary
person.
No, no.
I'm dancing for praise.
Sing it like you mean it, say. Ooh, na, 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 wo, yo.
I'm
no ordinary, ordinary, no, 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 no.
I'm dancing for praise.
Oh, yes, yes, I am.